Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by ReadyGo Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone and welcome to the Expats Exposed podcast. This is the first episode of 2023. So hope you guys had great New Year's party, holidays, and hopefully you're all excited about this new year as well, just like I am. I'm here in Bogota, as you probably know. I've been here since October 2021. So it's been just over a year, a couple of months. I've been living here, working online as an English teacher. And that's where I think I'll be this year. I don't know about that. Because I work online, I work remotely, so I could move somewhere else, but I don't know. Perhaps I should do an episode here talking about expectations for 2023. I have high expectations, to be very honest. 2022 was a good year for me, but not the best, I think, for the world. So let's see what's going to happen this year. And to start this year, the first episode of this podcast is going to be about 20 overrated travel destinations. So a friend of mine shared a list with me. I haven't seen it. I'm going to see it with you and react to the top 20 overrated travel destinations. Could be cities, could be attractions. So let's see how this goes. But before we start, if you're new to this podcast, please hit the like button. If you're listening to this on Spotify or wherever you're listening, just make sure to rate this podcast. It's really important. And follow me here on the Expats Exposed podcast. There are plenty of travel destinations around the world that are worth a long plane ride or a splurge. But then there are also the perennial traveler favorites that simply don't deserve their accolades. From attractions to cities, we rounded up 20 spots that are overrated, either because of cost, crowds, pollution, or otherwise. So let's start. Oh, number one, Hollywood, California. That's interesting. I've never been to Hollywood. But it says that contrary to popular belief, if you're looking to spot a celebrity, you probably won't have much luck in Hollywood. Paramount Pictures is the only major studio that's actually located in that area. Otherwise, there's a Hollywood Walk of Fame, which has long been known as a tourist trap, and an original attractions like a wax museum and Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. Well, I've never been to Hollywood. I've never been to LA, California. I've been to the U.S. a couple of times, but not there. And I've heard this from a lot of my friends who have been there. Apart from the sign that you see, the stars on the Walk of Fame, there isn't much to see or do in Hollywood. So I think I would agree with this one. Number two is Tokyo Disneyland. Oh, okay, so it's not Tokyo. It's Tokyo Disneyland. So it says that given that there are so many places in Japan that are full of history and culture, Kyoto, Tokyo, Osaka, it seems almost silly to go to a theme park that you can visit in your own home country. Well, that is if you live in Europe or in the United States. In fact, some visitors will even tell you that Japan's version isn't as good as the original Disneyland or Disney World, of course. The crowds can also be an issue. One TripAdvisor reviewer cited 2-hour waits to get onto rides and said it was nearly impossible to walk down Main Street. Well, I have to agree because, you know, Japan is one of the countries I'm dying to visit, and I wouldn't spend a full day in Tokyo Disneyland. I've been to Disney World in Orlando and other theme parks there, and I've also been to Disneyland Shanghai. So it was a good experience, but that was because I lived in China. I would never spend a day in Tokyo Disneyland if I were in Japan. So I would also have to agree with this one. Next one is, oh, London. What did they say? Yes, London has plenty of worthwhile attractions, but good luck catching it on a nice day. The city sees 11 to 15 days of rain every month, as well as stifling heat waves in the summer. Plus, locals and tourists alike commonly bemoan the exorbitant prices of everyday things like coffee, sandwiches, and public transportation. Well, totally disagree with this one because London is one of the cities, perhaps the city that I've visited the most. It is cold. It can get really cold. It is rainy. Many days are really rainy, cloudy, gray, but it's not like that. And even on those days, London has so much to see, like indoor activities as well as outdoor activities. Summer there is really hot. Yes, sometimes it's extremely hot, but these are just a few days in the year. So I wouldn't say, I totally disagree with this one. London is one of the best cities in the world. Totally disagree here. Next one is Daytona Beach. I've been there, Florida. Unless you're a college student planning a wild spring break trip or a NASCAR fan looking to attend the Daytona 500, you might want to skip Daytona Beach. These groups tend to be rowdy, so you'll be hard-pressed to find a quiet hotel. Cars are allowed on the beach. I saw that actually there. And meaning that the sand might not be all that peaceful either. Fortunately, Florida has no shortage of beach destinations. Try the Keys, Clearwater Beach, and other beaches in Florida. I have to agree with this one. I spent a couple of hours in Daytona Beach while I was traveling around Florida. And yeah, we could see cars on the beach, which was really weird for me coming from Brazil. But yeah, it's not that nice of a beach. Like, I've been to other nice beaches in Florida. I've been to other nice, not to nicer cities. So definitely agree with this one as well. Next one is Cairo in Egypt. Oh, that is actually somewhere I'm looking forward to visiting. It's Cairo in Egypt and seeing the pyramids and everything. Well, let's see what they say. The picture here is already a bit like a market, super disorganized. But let's see what they say. Tourism in Egypt has been steadily declining, really, for several years now, thanks to safety concern. I didn't know that. But it turns out that there are a number of other reasons why visitors aren't all that keen on visiting some of the country's most well-known cities like Cairo. Because the country's tourism industry has been hurting, tour guides, shop owners, taxi drivers, and others who rely on visitors for their income have been known to get fairly aggressive with tourists trying to drive a sale. The U.S. Embassy even issued a warning back in the summer of 2013 after some vendors' actions started bordering on criminal conduct. Wow. Plus, the city is known to be very congested with traffic. I knew that. So getting places can be difficult, as well as dangerous as a pedestrian. Listen, I think that some places are like that. Like, I'm not expecting to go to, you know, the busy market. I forgot the name of the main square there in the the most well-known market in Istanbul, for example, or going to, you know, Morocco, Marrakesh, and these other places that are really popular among tourists, or Athens in the summer, and expect to be like super nice and just walking around, and then there's nobody trying to like sell you stuff. It's just a very hot tourist destination, you know. A lot of people in the world, a lot of my friends want to visit Cairo in Egypt, want to see the pyramids, and Cairo is just one of those places. So you should be expecting that. However, about safety concerns, that's something that I didn't know. So I'm not going to, you know, comment more on that because I didn't know about safety concerns there. What I know is I have two friends who have been to Cairo, and they told me that it's just easier to go and like be part of a tour, and then just you got your tour guide, you stay in a hotel, and you go and see the pyramids and other, you know, historical sites there. But it's not just a place that you can go as a tourist and walk around and just, that's what I've heard. So I'm not going to agree with this one because that's definitely somewhere I want to go, and I don't think it's that overrated. So no. The next one, yes, I've been there, the Red Light District in Amsterdam. So they say that ever since the Dutch legalized prostitution in 2000, sex tourism in the country has risen, giving way to concerns about human trafficking and sex worker safety. Organized crimes such as trafficking women, drugs, and killings has been an issue in the Red Light District for years. Although the mayor is trying to revamp the neighborhood, it's not quite there yet. What am I going to tell you about the Red Light District? I was there on my own because I was 20 years old, so 20 years ago. I went there to Amsterdam for 3 days. And one of those days, I just walked by the Red Light District because of safety concerns. I was on my own. So I just wanted to see it like briefly. Like, I didn't even spend like, I don't know, 1 hour there, 45 minutes. I just walked by and then I headed back to my hotel. But it's somewhere that I don't know if I would go on my own again. But it's somewhere that I think it's just a part of Amsterdam. I don't know. I know that they mentioned here the mayor's trying to revamp it. I don't know. Have you guys been there? Because as you can see here, there are a lot of tourists there. Like a lot of tourists that go to Amsterdam have been to the Red Light District. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, this, I'm not gonna. I don't know if it's a thumbs up, thumbs down, if I agree or not. I just think that it's like somewhere that you would expect to stop by in Amsterdam because people talk so much about it. So I don't know about this one, to be very honest. Next one is somewhere I've been to. It's called Phuket in Thailand. I already know what they're gonna say. Honestly, I know what they're gonna say. Phuket is Thailand's largest island, and tourism numbers show it. Around 8.4 million visitors passed through the island airport in 2017. Plenty of vacation there during high season, November to March. I was there in February. Means you'll be sharing the beach with tons of other tourists. True. And while this may improve, if you go during low season, you'll most likely be dealing with more rain at the time of the of year. That's why I went in February. I mean, for two reasons. I was in China, so it was the Chinese New Year, the Lunar New Year holiday. We had 3 weeks off. And also because of the rainy season there in Southeast Asia, it's really something. So we try to avoid traveling. I try to avoid traveling during the rainy season. Plus, according to a survey conducted by the Prince of Songkla University, during the months of October 26 to September 2017, trash and water quality is a problem. That is true. For Phuket's beaches, meaning that they might not be paradise what you're hoping for. And I have to tell you that I was already expecting this. I mean, I was expecting that because Phuket, guys, it's like Phuket. It's like you get to Phuket and then I stay there one night, but then from Phuket, you can get a ferry to other islands. And then I went to Phi Phi, Phi Phi Island. I never know how to pronounce it. It is where you can, one of the beaches there, Maya Bay, is where they filmed the movie with DiCaprio, the beach. So I knew that. I just literally stayed one day at the beach there in Phuket. It's not the best beach in the world. There are a lot of tourists. They're trying to sell you stuff. But again, guys, it's like I was kind of expecting this already. However, when I took the boat and the ferry to the islands, that was the best of Thailand, like along with Bangkok, the beaches there, those islands were just amazing. So I'm not gonna give thumbs down. I will give thumbs down, yes, to Phuket. It's not somewhere you want to spend 3 or 4 days, but that's where you take the ferries. That's where I took the ferries to the other islands. So it's somewhere you gotta stop by, like for one day, one night. I'm gonna kill you, you know. Just stop by and go somewhere else. Stonehenge. I have a funny story actually to talk about the Stonehenge in England. Declared one of the most overrated tourist attractions in the world based on TripAdvisor reviews, Stonehenge underwhelms many a visitor. The $23 you pay to get in will get you a view that's only fractionally better than if you had just stayed in your car and driven past the attraction, which is what I did. Plus, you'll be joined by hordes of tour buses. Okay, guys, so here's a picture. I have to admit that this is what I did. I drove past it and I saw it from far, and I was like, I'm not gonna pay. I don't remember how much it was. It was in pounds. I said, I'm not gonna pay to go there. I'm sorry. I actually went to Salisbury, which is a beautiful small town. Like, went to a cafe there, we had lunch there, then we walked. I mean, we were also on this tour, on this bus, not on a tour bus. And then we saw the Stonehenge from far, walked there, then walked back, and then went back to Bournemouth. That was where I spent a month there in England with a group of students. So I totally agree with it. Like, it's just like, honestly, I'm sorry. It's just a bunch of rocks. And like, I know there's the history behind it, but no. So agree with that. Next one is Cancun in Mexico. Interesting. I think this picture shows like, I think it's like s tourist spring break or something, drinking games and stuff. Let's see. Long known as a spring break hotspot, Cancun has experienced a significant uptick in violence in the past year. The Mexican state, where the resort town is located, Quintana Roo, saw a 118% increase in homicide rates in 2017, Business Insider reported. Despite this, crowds at the resort can stifling. A study conducted by travel insurance provider Alliance Global Assistance found that Orlando and Cancun to be the top two domestic and international spring break travel destinations in 2018. I got to say something about Cancun. Like, I've been wanting to go there, but again, I've watched a lot of YouTube videos. Some of them are kind of like the real Cancun or what they don't show you about Cancun and stuff like that. But I've got many friends who have been there from Colombia, from Brazil, from the US, so I've been to Cancun. There is the resort area, you know, where most tourists stay. And of course, Mexico knows that that's a very important area for tourism. So it's pretty safe. But that's not, I don't want to say that's not the real Cancun because that is Cancun as well. But that's not all of it. Like, you got those areas, and that's where I think they're mentioning like your homicides and stuff. I don't know. I really don't know if I've thought a lot about going to Cancun, but I don't want to go to a place and just stay in a resort, to be very honest. So that's not somewhere I'm like that excited about, you know, visiting. Mexico, definitely, but Cancun, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm definitely gonna try other beaches there. But again, guys, if you just Google the pictures, it's beautiful. So I don't know. Again, not gonna comment anymore because I don't know more about it, that much about it. However, I can comment on Pisa because I had the chance to go there. I've been three times to Italy, never been to Pisa because of, I'm sure, what I'm gonna read now for you. Most people go to Pisa to see one thing, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Unfortunately, the tower is rather disappointing. It's smaller than photos would have you believe, and once you get the cheesy photo that everyone else gets, you'll find yourself wondering why you came all the way in the first place. Italy is home to a vast number of historical sites and ancient ruins that are much more worth your time, like Pompeii, the Colosseum, and the Florence Cathedral. Yes, I'll give a thumbs up here. As I said, I've been to Italy three times, to Rome, I think, twice, and to other places, other cities, Milan, Venice in Italy. And Italy is just one of those countries that you got to visit. If you get the chance, go there because there's so much to see. The people are also very nice and beautiful. Food is amazing, and all the history. If you like history, if you like, you know, churches, cathedrals, the Vatican, then you got to go to Italy. Pisa, thumbs up. I totally agree. Don't want to go there. Don't want to see the tower because 90% of my friends that have been there, 95% have told me the same. After that, there's Las Vegas, Nevada. Interesting. There are a couple of occasions in life that call for a trip to Vegas, a bachelor party, and a milestone birthday. But if you're looking to plan a trip for the sake of traveling, you're best off skipping this flashy, kitschy spot. Everything from the strip to the casinos to the mega hotels and high-end restaurants caters to tourists. Well, that's kind of obvious, yes. Resulting in a lack of authenticity and culture. But I don't know if people go there looking for authenticity and culture. I don't think so. You know, they go there looking for exactly what was just mentioned in the article. So I would give this a thumbs down because, you know, you don't go to Vegas looking for the history that you want to find in Italy, for example. Or, you know, the culture, the authenticity, like what, the U.S. culture there? We know that. Vegas is not known for that. So, no, I disagree. You go to Vegas if you're looking to the stuff that you can find in Vegas. And that's why people go to Vegas, right? So, no, don't agree with that one. Harbor Bridge, Sydney, Australia. Why? Chances are you won't find a bridge that's more expensive to walk across than the Sydney Harbor Bridge. Wow, the 1.5 hour climb will set you back $174. Whereas the full 3.5 hour climb will cost you $268. You climbed there? You paid all that money to climb there? Crazy. That's a pretty steep price for a view that many people say isn't that spectacular. Consider taking a ride on the ferry for a view that includes the Harbor Bridge and won't break the bank. Okay, I'll give a thumbs up. I would never pay $174 for that climb. But I definitely want to go to Sydney, Australia, the harbor and stuff. But yeah, I don't think it's worth the money. What do you guys think? Have you ever been to Sydney, to Australia? I don't know much as well, so I don't know. Next one is somewhere I've been twice, Hong Kong in China. Okay, this picture, It's true. It's like that. There are so many. It's like walking like this. But yeah, let's see what they say. There's a reason that apartments in Hong Kong are so incredibly tiny. The city is overcrowded. That's a given. With a population of 7.4 million people, it's one of the most densely populated cities in the world. True. All of these people make walking in Hong Kong a particularly an enjoyable experience. Yes, but totally disagree. Hong Kong is one of those places that it's just unique, you know? Having lived in China, mainland China, you go to Hong Kong and it's like you're not in China anymore. But at the same time, of course, you are in China because you get reminded of that, as you can see here in the picture all the time. At the same time, it's a piece of China, a bit of China, or as it's called, Hong Kong SAR, Special Administrative Region, along with Macau. So it's somewhere very, very unique. And also, one thing that is true is that it's overcrowded. So like, I paid a lot of money for this tiny hostel, like a private room in a hostel. It's not cheap. Drinking there, I remember paying for a pint of beer. I doing the conversion was more expensive than what I had paid in London, like that same year. So it's not cheap, but it's definitely worth visiting. Hong Kong is this place that it's definitely unique. So yes, thumbs down here. Go to Hong Kong, visit Hong Kong. Next one on the list is Atlantis Paradise Island, Bahamas. All right. If you're looking for a true Caribbean experience, you won't find it at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. Of course, you're not going to find a real experience in a resort, I don't think, anywhere in the world. What you'll find is an overwhelming number of things to do, from water parks to cooking classes, gambling, entire marine habitat. The beach, arguably the Caribbean's biggest draw, takes a backseat to all of this. Many guests also say that unless you're willing to pay a premium, the accommodations and food at the resort is mediocre at best. Guys, come on. It's what you get. If you're going to a resort in the Bahamas, I mean, it's catered to tourists. It's catered mostly to North American tourists. They want to escape the cold there and go to the Bahamas. That's what you get. Come on. That is like, yeah, come on. No. So, I don't know. I think that's obvious. Blarney Stone in Ireland. What is she doing? Legend has it that kissing this slab of limestone will give you the gift of gab, eloquence, in other words. Maybe that's true, but what's also true is that the stone is covered with other people's germs. Of course, especially after COVID-19, you don't want to do that. And spit, and you'll probably wait a long time and pay around $18 to get your smooch in. Rick Stevens named the attraction among his top 10 tourist traps in Europe, and TripAdvisor reviewers say the castle views and gardens are as impressive as the stone itself. I will give this a thumbs up. Never heard of this place, to be honest, and I wouldn't like to go and do this and just kiss, especially after, what we just saw in the world in the last 2 years. So no, thumbs up. I agree. Next one, Little Italy. I've been there, New York City. I also think I know what they're going to say. New York City is a mecca for foodies. You can find almost every type of cuisine in the city, and many times you'll be surprised at just how authentic it is. True. There are some notable exceptions, though, and many of the restaurants you'll find in Little Italy fall under that category. The small neighborhood caters mostly to tourists and is full of souvenir shops and fairly average Italian food. Talk to any local, and they'll tell you that if you're looking for real Italian American food in the Big Apple, you should head to Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. Well, I have to agree with this one. I'll give it a thumbs up. Little Italy is actually very close to Chinatown, if I'm not mistaken. And that was when I was just walking around New York, and just spent like literally 10 hours walking around the city, and I stopped by Little Italy. And it's true, like it's not somewhere you want to spend hours or you want to try authentic Italian food because it's New York. You got authentic almost any kind of food in the world. So yeah, just somewhere that I don't want to go back. And yeah, so I think I agree with this one. Next one is the Moulin Rouge, also somewhere I've been to in Paris, France. The Moulin Rouge dates back all the way to the late 19th century when the opening of the venue changed Cabaret's image forever. Since then, the Moulin Rouge has seen many an elite guest, and the Red Windmill has become synonymous with Paris. Sadly, though, the venue isn't quite what it used to be. Tourists complain that visitors are packed into the theater, making it hard for the staff to serve food and drinks, and many say that the show itself is completely overrated. One TripAdvisor review referred to as a more of a second-rate high school variety show than the fabulous dance spectacular one would expect. Guys, I also agree with this one. I took this picture while I was walking past it. I didn't go in because it's like a theater with, you know, cabaret shows and stuff like that, but it is extremely expensive. It's catered like to tourists that go there and want to see that image they have, one of the images they have of Paris, you know, all the cabaret and stuff. It's definitely, I don't know if there's another show, I'm sure there is in Paris, that it could be similar to the Moulin Rouge, but I literally just went there and I took this picture with the red windmill outside, the sign, and that was it. Just walked past it. It's Paris, guys. Paris, you just walk and you see, you know, these amazing architecture building. So no, don't waste your time going to the Moulin Rouge. Agreed. Next one is totally disagree. I'll tell you, I totally disagree. I know I saw the picture of Venice at the beginning. I totally disagree. Venice, as I just mentioned about Hong Kong, Venice is that unique place that everyone should go once in their life. I know what they're going to say, because after going to Venice, I also read really bad reviews about, well, let's read, but I know what they're going to say. Venice sees so many tourists per year, around 30 million, that the city's population has dropped to 55,000 in recent years because of it. Ask anyone who's been there and they'll tell you that the historic city is full of tourist traps, that first timers will assume are worthwhile experiences, like an overpriced gondola ride. Guys, no. It is true, I agree, full of tourist traps. Careful with restaurants. Check the menu outside. Don't walk in the first restaurant or cafe you go to. You know, there are plenty of restaurants with amazing food. Italian food, of course, is amazing. So just, you know, check on that, like, before, you know, going in. Before, you know, the tourist traps, the gondola ride. I didn't do that. You don't need to do that. But just walking around, there's nowhere in the world like Venice. So highly recommended. Thumbs down here to the insider. Go to Venice. If you want to spend a night there, that's going to be expensive. We took a train from Milan to Venice, and then we headed back, took the train back. And that was enough. You know, it's full of tourists, yes, but it's not like that all the time. You know, there are some spots you can walk. There are some nice bridges, some amazing pictures you could take. So, like, I thought it was unique. Yeah, so go to Venice. Next one is Loch Ness, Highlands, Scotland. I've been to Scotland, haven't been to Loch Ness, but I have friends who have been there, and I think I will agree with what they're going to say here. Sadly, you won't run into the famous Loch Ness Monster here, but what you'll find is an ordinary lake with a museum that TripAdvisor reviewer says is in desperate need of an update due to dated presentations. If you really want to experience the beauty of a Scottish loch, try Loch Awe or Loch Maree instead. Yeah, I'll agree with the insider here. I've been to Scotland. There's so much to see. You know, if you just go to Edinburgh and Glasgow, they're amazing cities, especially Edinburgh. And you're gonna see there are a lot of tours. They offer a lot of tours to different lochs. They offer the tour to the famous, you know, Loch Ness, because of the legend of, you know, the monster, the myth and stuff. But that's true. Like, there are other lochs, if you want to see, you know, the beauty of a loch and stuff. And yeah, I think I agree with that, because I have never heard anything good about Loch Ness, to be very honest. Next one is Mykonos in Greece. Okay, somewhere that it's definitely one of the most popular tourist destinations in the world. But let's see what they have to say. Tourists have been flocking to the country in staggering numbers. In 2017, the country welcomed more than 27 million tourists, many of them heading to the islands of Crete, Mykonos, and Santorini, whose whitewashed buildings have been drawing visitors for years. Sadly, the islands are starting to feel the effects of these heavy numbers. Mykonos in particular, which has become to be known for its party hard reputation, is plagued by poor transportation, pickpockets, narrow alleys, swarming with tourists, and over-the-top hotel rates. And visitors' numbers are only rising. That's not to say that the other islands aren't worth a visit, though. For a less crowded and more authentic experience, try Iraklia, Castellorizo, or Folegandros. I don't know how to pronounce those. But guys, honestly, I don't know. So people go to Mykonos for the white houses, the beaches, those pictures that you see on, you know, on Google and Instagram everywhere. Perhaps that's what they want to see. They want to party hard and do that. So if that's what you want to do, maybe go to Mykonos. I don't think that's somewhere I'm dying to go, like, but it's not somewhere I would avoid. I would like to still visit Mykonos, but with that in mind as well, because of tourism and also because the economic situation in Greece, from what I remember, isn't being, you know, going very well. So I can understand that in a way. So yeah, don't know. Like here, I don't know. What do you guys think? Have you ever been to Mykonos? I don't know. And that's it. Oh, okay. So that's the one last one on the list. Guys, let me know what you think. And if you agree with me, if you disagree with me, if you've been to some of these places that I haven't been to. But I think it's a very interesting list. So check the list, check out the list, and tell me what do you think here in the comments below. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats, and travel guides, go to youtube.com/readygoexpat.